It's Friday. That means Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal is here to talk about the week's top business stories.
Hey, Steve.
A major company plans to open a distribution center in Roseville, which could create more than 160 new jobs. Which company are we talking about here?
That company is McKesson, which is based in San Francisco and ranked fifth on the Fortune 500 list of the nation's largest companies. McKesson is a pharmaceutical distributor, and it's a subsidiary of that company called McKesson Medical Surgical is opening this distribution center in Roseville. Now, McKesson already operates two smaller facilities in the Sacramento area, and those facilities will be consolidated into this new distribution center. Those involved in the deal say it took close to a year to sway McKesson in Roseville's favor.
Any idea what finally won them over?
Well, this deal is interesting because the CEO of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, which helps recruit businesses to the area, says he wasn't whining and dining McKesson representatives for months and months leading up to the deal. Instead, McKesson was actually looking at numbers, those analytics that show Roseville's competitive advantage compared to other locations. Actually, the Greater Sacramento Economic Council says it spends between $400,000 and $500,000 on analytics platforms alone, designed to make locations in the Sacramento area more desirable to companies considering locating here. And the shortlist for this project also included states like Nevada that have low tax rates. So local officials say that they stayed competitive for the project by emphasizing the Roseville area's strong workforce.
Well, what's next for this project? How far along is construction?
That's another notable thing about this detail. McKesson wanted a facility that would be operational by the middle of 2018. So the city of Roseville worked quickly to process its permits and actually completed that process in just over 140 days. So construction is already underway, and this new facility will be on Foothills Boulevard. Hiring is expected to start in the fall for the new facility. It will cover more than 300,000 square feet. In the bigger picture, officials say that this could be a big step forward in luring other Fortune 500 companies to the area.
All right, well, let's move from Roseville to Midtown Sacramento. A well-known piece of property was listed for sale or lease this week.
Yes, we're talking about the longtime home of B Street Theater at 27th and B Streets. The theater company is moving to a site 11 blocks away where it plans to launch in February. So the property owner of the current site, where the theater company has been for 31 years, wants to get a new future lined up for the property as soon as possible. She'd actually like to see a deal in place by February 1st.
Well, that's a pretty tight schedule. Do you think this space will fill up quickly?
Well, we do know that there are factors working in its favor. Midtown, as you know, is a popular area right now. Also, there were a variety of other cool projects planned in the area surrounding this property. This is a unique retail property. It could be used for a variety of purposes aside from retail. We could see industrial, manufacturing, warehouse, or other office uses there. Although the property owner does think that the neighborhood probably needs a cafe, bakery, or restaurant.
Let's stay in Midtown Sacramento and talk about the restaurant scene. Some new food and drink options are coming to a revamped building on S Street.
The owner of that building, Potter Taylor and Company, is in the process of changing it from entirely office to mostly retail use. We're talking about a site at 1900 S Street in Midtown. We do know two of the retail tenants that will fill that building, Mountain Mike's Pizza Shop and Stone's Throw Tap Room, which is a new craft beer business that will include beer and a rotating lineup of food trucks. And about 2,500 square feet at the end of the building is still available.
I wonder what's going to fill that space.
Yeah, well, we don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if another food operator fills that space. That's the way things are going now, and it seems like the appetite for new food and drink options in Midtown hasn't yet subsided.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.